This is 7AD. Here's Central Coast Mayor Jan Bond. Morning, Jan.
Good morning, Darren.
How are you?
I'm extremely well, thank you.
And very busy. As council's got a lot on.
Yes. There's so much happening at the moment. We've got some huge projects going on, all sorts of things in many areas.
All right. Well, let's talk about a few of them, starting with, well, Friday night shopping happening in Ulverston this Friday night.
Yes. This is going to be nice to see how this goes. So we were trying to get some revival into our main CBD and have people, you know, out enjoying, at least in the summer weather, and enjoying, you know, our CBD and probably to help our businesses who have had a, you know, a bit of a harder time over COVID. Mm. There used to be Friday night shopping many years ago, and of course, with seven-day trading, that sort of finished. But we wanted to get some music going, some live entertainment, give people a reason to come out and wander down the CBD and perhaps sit outside, have something to eat and enjoy some entertainment and wander around our businesses and just take a little bit more time than perhaps what they do, you know, in their normal week.
Shops will be open until about 8 o'clock, yeah?
Yes, that's right. So I think the shops are quite keen to take part and give it a try. The Chamber of Commerce are very supportive, and we put out expressions of interest a while ago for people on the committee to come along, people who are passionate about, you know, events or got good ideas. So we've got a really small committee who have been putting some time and work into this. There'll be a few food vans, mobile food vans as well,
yeah.
But we're hoping that, you know, we'd like to see the food shops come out onto the pavement and, you know, make sure people can sit outside and dine and just create a really nice atmosphere in the street.
Is this going to continue until the days get shorter, or...?
Well, we'd like to see it as a regular occurrence, and we'll just have to see how that goes. Obviously, in the winter time, there might be opportunities for, you know, fire pots and different type of events. But we're making a start now, and if the businesses are supporting it and the community support the businesses, then we'd like to see it continue.
How's the cultural precinct project going in Ulverston?
Ah, well, you would have noticed if you've driven past that area and this huge building up near the clock. So it's all on track. So that will include the Visitor Information Centre and Working Arts Space down the bottom, Museum on the middle floor, and Science Centre and Planetarium up the top. So our staff are very busy getting the programs and the things ready that will go in those spaces, and putting together the first lot of exhibitions and things in the museum. So I think the planetarium's been ordered, that's on its way, and yes, it's pretty exciting. So we'll just wait and see. It's all on track for completion around June, July, and I guess by the time we put the installations and things in, it will probably be opening, you'd imagine, August, September perhaps.
Fantastic. Well, let's go up the road a bit to Penguin, the foreshore project there, starting to really take shape now?
Yes, it is. There's been a lot of work done there along that along the rock wall, along the sea wall there. You'd be aware that we had quite a lot of coastal erosion in that area in bad storms a few years ago. So that was the catalyst for all of this, to try and make sure that we protected that very important foreshore and indeed the whole CBD of Penguin. So yes, a lot of that work is happening, but I must say the pressure is on, because we have the judging of the Tidy Towns, the national judging, coming up in March. So the rock wall won't be finished, but we're hoping that the judges take that into account, all of the work that's happening. But Penguin will be looking at its best in March when that judging happens. When the rock wall is completed, there'll be a pathway all the way along the wall, at the top of the wall. So that's going to be a great asset for Penguin, and it will form part of the shared pathway.
Mm.
And you'd be aware that we've been able to do a second stage now because we saved a few dollars in the first stage, which goes right round to Lions Park. So the second stage will now continue around Whatcom Beach, and we'll look at accesses across the rail line.
Yep.
And we'll also look at doing some work on the Queen, on the gardens there as well. But yes,
beautiful
in Penguin. So yeah, that's a lot of work to be done. But and we're also going to be starting some work in Penguin, having a look at the entrance to Penguin. We're going to just have another look at the master plan for the old recreation ground there.
Yep.
Just to make sure we're not duplicating community community space and all of that sort of thing. So we want to get that right before we start the work on that.
Now, just on the old footy ground, Pirtek Park there, so what is the plan for that?
Well, there was quite a lot of work done on the master plan for that a couple of years ago. So there was some community space in there, like a community hub. There was some residential. There was a bit of a mix of public open space, community buildings and community space, and residential. So there'll still be a bit of all of those things, but we're looking at the History Museum. I know that they want to actually expand where they are, and they would like a little bit more room. We're looking at what we can do there. We're looking at Hiscott Park. We're looking at the where all of those community spaces are, and making sure that we get them all in the right place before we do the work at the recreation ground. So there'll be a mix at the recreation ground, and there will be, you know, as I said, some residential. It's just a matter of what that mix is, and we just want to get this work done to make sure that the people of Penguin are really happy with the way it could be developed.
Righto. Let's go east now to Turners Beach. Now, 7-day makeover for Turners Beach.
Yes. You'd be aware that we've done one in Ulverston, and we did one in Penguin. The one in Penguin was extremely successful, and that's actually been the catalyst for all sorts of ongoing projects around Penguin. And there's a really strong working group of people who are out there doing great things to make Penguin a beautiful little community and a town where so many, like yourselves, want to live. The fellow who runs the 7-day makeover, David Enright, he comes down with a team of people, and the community will get together for the first 2 days of that 7 days, and they will choose the projects that they would like to see happen, and then they will price those projects and see what they can afford to do and with the funding that we provide, and then they will go ahead and help work on those projects throughout the week. So there's an information session in Turners Beach tonight, and that's at 6:30 at the Turners Beach Hall, 6:30 till 8 p.m. And so David Enright will come down. He'll be explaining to people how the whole thing works. And then what is really important is that on the week of the 20th to the 27th of March, when the makeover will take place, those first two planning days are critical, that you get people in there that have a passion and come up with the ideas, because that's when the projects are, you know, chosen. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to the projects that could come out of that.
Where the little car park is there down by the beach, which has walking entrances actually onto the beach itself and where the old service station was. So you've got a bit of space to play with there. I think something could go in there, certainly.
That's right. There's a few areas, I think, that people will be able to identify that they'd like to see things happening in. There's also some work going to happen in Turners Beach, and we're actually asked for people who are interested in taking part in a small working group to come and help. So we're planning for the future traffic needs of Turners Beach. So we'll also be looking at the way traffic moves around Turners Beach, looking at the footpaths, looking at where we connect the shared pathway. We're about to start the shared pathway next week or in the next week or so from Turner's Beach across to Leith.
Right.
But there's no connecting pathway. At the moment, we're letting people sort of wind their way back onto the pathway that that comes into Turner's Beach from Ulverston, and they sort of find their way through Turner's Beach and then get on at the other end to go to Leith. But we want to get clear where we'd like that pathway to be. We want to look at how we treat the streetscape, landscaping, the sort of look and feel that we want Turner's Beach to be.
Mm.
So people, if you're interested in that, please give council a call and ask if you could speak to somebody and put in an expression of interest to say that you'd like to be on that committee and have a say how you'd like to see Turner's Beach develop. So lots of things happening in Turner's Beach.
Lots of things happening right across the beautiful Central Coast. Thanks for taking our call, Jan. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Darren.